statements made on the Dr. Peter DeVette Live radio show have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Products mentioned on the Dr. Peter DeVette Live radio show are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness. Information given by the host or co-host are the opinions of the speakers and are not intended as medical advice. Information on this show is not a substitute for medical advice and is strictly for educational purposes. Please seek the advice of your primary physician before starting anything new or following educational advice or opinions.
This is Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. It's time to find out about your health and get your medical questions answered. Doctor, give me the news. Some of the topics we'll be discussing today include why America is facing a healthcare disaster, what the root causes are of your healthcare challenges versus symptom management, the holistic paradigm, how the spirit, mind, and body connection is critical in both the development of illness and the solution to illness, how emotions are directly related to physical illness, and how to read your own body like a book. The most effective medicine is to invest in wellness and live a holistic lifestyle. This is Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. And now, here's your host, Dr. DeVette.
And welcome, everyone. It is Wednesday. We're not on Tuesday. We're on Tuesday. I'm speeding this week along.
You're wanting to get through this week awful quick.
It's Tuesday. I knew that. I was seeing if you were paying attention, really. Gosh. Why did I think it was Wednesday?
Unless I missed a day somewhere. That could be.
Welcome, everyone. We thank you so much for joining us. If you have health questions, I want you to give us a call at 866-404-6519. That's 866-404-6519. We want to give you some natural, alternative, integrative approaches to addressing your health challenges. If you're tired of, like Doc says, being sick and tired, and you're not getting anywhere in the conventional realm, and you want to dig a little deeper and find some natural alternatives, you give us a call. The products that we will be mentioning today can be found on our website at shopqhi.com. And you also have an email link to us through that website. So if you have a question you want to email in, we certainly look at those and we'll reply within a very short period of time. We're going to be talking today about the emotional links associated with weight gain, obesity. Have you ever asked yourself, are your emotions making you fat?
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah. If you haven't asked that question, if you're dealing with a weight issue, mm-hmm. folks, that's a question that needs to be posed, because there's a purpose and a reason for everything. So every illness, every challenge, every health scourge mm-hmm. is a solution, a biological solution.
Yes.
So now that's a recall healing terminology that we're using now.
To kind of help the people transition, there's a lot of you are familiar with, you know, I eat when I'm happy, I eat when I'm sad. Okay, so those are emotional links, all right? Yeah, so let yourself take a step a little bit further as we talk to you today.
That's so true. You know, Vanessa, again, it's a good reminder that we use a lot of verbiage in our language that remind us about what we carry, you know. So
absolutely.
So we always say things like, you know, I just can't stomach that anymore, or, you know, I can eat a horse, I'm so stressed out, you know, I can just, eat forever. You know, so we actually are mm-hmm. more aware than we realize of the programming that is actually behind our afflictions. Mm-hmm. But the problem is we never ask the question. And so most people are never encouraged to say, okay, why is it that I have an obesity issue? You know, one of John Martin was going to be on the program with us today, but unfortunately not able to make it. So John, if you're listening, we hope that you will be back next week, and I know you have a little bit of a cold thing going on, so we wish you quick recovery from that, so you'll be in good voice by next week, so you can share with us, you know, again, your great victories, and but remember that even though you know, someone like John has done extraordinary things with his weight loss. There's also the awareness that he's having to build, and everybody else that wants to take permanent control of their body weight, you know, on the deeper roots of their health challenge.
Right.
You know, so,
right.
So John, again, with his extraordinary efforts, has lost 60-plus pounds now.
Yes.
over the last 90-plus days.
Mm-hmm.
At least that was as of last week. And John has, demonstrated the extraordinary power of the beta HCG weight loss program, using the pregnancy hormone to redirect the fat stores in the body, to help get the body to release fat stores. You know, we did a program, I think, a couple of weeks ago on best diets, mm-hmm. Vanessa, and you know, we talked a lot about beta HCG at that time too. And it's not the only solution. So we have to get down a little bit deeper and help people to figure out, you know, not just what is the best way to lose the weight, but if you're going to lose it, you know, how are you going to keep it off? You know, and there's no program that's absolutely foolproof. And that's, I mean,
right.
You know, we talk about the beta HCG being a great way to reset the brain and reset the hypothalamus, you know, to get, long-term control of the body weight, but
right.
Even that is not immune to that effect is not immune to our emotions,
as so, we both learned.
As we exactly,
I'm still learning.
Yeah, it's a yeah. Forever after a roller coaster, and it's a work
yeah.
in progress, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, so for those that are out there that have mastered the weight loss thing, and Vanessa, you know, I always mention your name among those that have done extraordinary things with weight loss and have also kept it under control. Now, I know you have your little ups and downs at times, but
sure. Mm-hmm.
But 135 pounds that you've lost so far.
Yeah.
So, folks, if you're listening, you know, you won't believe the before and after pictures. You know, Vanessa's sitting here next to me, and you know, it's as amazing as they come. You know, in terms of where her body is now. But once upon a time, it's don't say that, because remember, you're speaking the language of the biology, and when you use those kinds of terms,
unhealthy. Let's try that.
Yeah, and recall, you know, we say, Vanessa, you may not have had the body that you wanted,
yeah,
but at that time you had the body that you needed.
Yeah.
You know, so when you look back
mm-hmm.
and you see it from a biological perspective, you look at it with gratitude. You say,
yeah.
Thank you, Lord, for mm-hmm. that body at that time, mm-hmm. because that is what I needed to protect myself. That is what I needed
right.
to deal with the adversity in my world, the relationship issues, mm-hmm. relationship challenges, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, absolutely.
Because when you look at that picture, and if you have anything other than love and mm-hmm. unconditional love and mm-hmm. admiration for that mm-hmm. Vanessa there, mm-hmm. you are, you know, you're planting the seed of rejection now. Because
yeah.
the next time you gain 5 pounds or 10 pounds,
yeah.
guess what? You've already kicked back in
that
resentment, mm-hmm. That self-rejection program,
right.
evaluation program,
right.
and the fight mode program that led to the weight gain in the first place.
Right.
You know,
right.
So and that's why, by the way, I encourage people that have done the beta HCG program
mm-hmm.
To weigh every day, you know, to literally,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I say that somewhat reluctantly, because it's sometimes a catch-22. You know, you don't want to mm-hmm. get obsessed with weight,
mm-hmm.
but on the other hand, you want to monitor your emotions. So
yes.
your body weight is a great way to monitor your body emotions and
it
to
is.
Say, you know, do I, you know, am I, you know, accumulating fat emotions today or thin emotions? Yeah.
Well, even before I started the beta HCG, when I was in the first round of all the work we were doing for my body, I chose. I didn't even talk to you about it, but I chose to weigh every day. Because I really wanted to be on top of it. If I saw a pound that was going the wrong direction, I wanted to be able to take a hard look at what I had done the day or two before and how that, you know, was impacting my body. So at that point, we weren't into the real emotional side of addressing things. But, you know, you're always told don't weigh every day, but it does play a key role, not just in knowing the weight, but in helping you become aware of something I did yesterday, something I experienced, some way I responded to or allowed this thing to affect me played a role in how my body responded. So the quicker you become aware, the quicker you can address it, resolve it, and move on.
And that's, so that defines it, by the way. So if you're using your weight as a self-bashing device, you know, or self-bashing issue, you know, then don't weigh every day. You know, mm-hmm. if you're going to use your weight to get frustrated and to get stressed and to get, you know, down on life and down on yourself, then don't weigh. But if you have transcended, if you're working on your emotional programming issues, that program for your weight or whatever other illness, then monitoring is good. Same thing with blood sugar. You know, if you're diabetic and you monitor your blood sugars, and by the way, these are tied together often, as you know. So weight and diabetes, weight and hypertension, weight and high cholesterol, you name it. You know, there's a lot of connections there between the obesity, the insulin resistance, and a variety of different illnesses. But folks, it's also a programming issue. So we suffer from the same programming, you know. So when you look at one person suffering with weight and another, you'll see some similarities there in their programming.
But, right.
But it's critical. If you're wanting to control your weight and get it off permanently, then it is critical to become emotionally aware and to use the weight as a guide, just like you use your blood sugar as a guide, you know, for what you're doing emotionally, what you're doing as far as your diet, your nutrition, your activities, you know. And I get to work with a lot of diabetic patients, and you know, some type 1, some type 2. And Vanessa, it's always interesting to see that there's a congruency in how the sugars go up and down in both. You know, it may be a different mechanism for each, but there's still a lot of commonality. So, folks, we're going to be going to a break here in a moment. We want to have you join the conversation. Vanessa's going to give you the information to get a hold of us. And then we also are going to do a quiz, Vanessa. And so the quiz is, what food substance is most responsible for, what single food is most responsible for the obesity epidemic in America today? One food.
Okay. Give us a call at 866-404-6519. We will be back in just a moment. Call us in and see if you can answer that question.
And we will have a prize for whoever figures this one out.
Absolutely.
This is Dr. Peter DeVette Live. Find out how the flaws in our healthcare system are leading to epidemics of chronic diseases, including cancer and a myriad of others. Dr. Peter will be right back after these on TogiNet.com. Parents, if you feel overloaded, overworked, underappreciated, and seriously stressed out, the Parents Plate is here to help you. The Parents Plate with Brenda Nixon, Tuesday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central on TogiNet. It's time to build stronger families through parent empowerment, and that's what the Parents Plate does. The Parents Plate understands the busyness of life and balancing child rearing and other commitments. Brenda Nixon will be talking to noted experts and authors on all issues, from teething to teen driving. Brenda Nixon is a nationally recognized speaker to parents and child care professionals and author of the award-winning The Birth to Five book. From Fox 4 in Kansas City to schools and synagogues to businesses to bookstores, conferences to churches, audiences rave that Brenda engages, educates, and encourages. For more information on Brenda and her books, check out her website, brendanixon.com. The Parents Plate is loaded with information and affirmation. The Parents Plate with Brenda Nixon, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central on TogiNet.com.
Hi, my name's John Martin, and I'm the CEO of this radio station. Recently, I began a life-changing weight loss program under the supervision and care of Dr. Peter DeVette at QHI Wellness in Tyler, Texas. The program that Dr. DeVette put me on is called Beta HCG. Now, 97 days ago, I began the program, and as of today, I've lost a total of 63 pounds. You heard me right, 63 pounds in just over 90 days. If you're out there suffering like I was from being overweight and just finally are ready to do something about it, then the days of those long-term yo-yo programs are over. You can finally take care of the problem for good. I personally recommend giving Dr. DeBett's clinic a call at 877-484-9735. That's QHI Wellness at 877-484-9735. Or go online at QHIwellness.com and change your life today. And oh, by the way, tell them John Martin sent you.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I gotta... Welcome back to Dr. Peter DeBett Live on TogiNet.com. He'll answer your health care and medical questions and share with you his knowledge and opinions on topics ranging from holistic health care to spirituality and wellness. Let's get back to the show. It's Dr. Peter DeBett Live on TogiNet.com. Here again is your host, Dr. Peter DeBett.
And welcome back, everyone. We are so glad you have joined us today on this Tuesday. It's raining here in East Texas. And today, Doc is talking about the emotional links to food addictions and your obesity. So we're asking you to ask yourself, are your emotions causing you to be fat? I want you to give us a call at 866-404-6519 if you have health questions on this subject or any other. If you cannot reach us during this time, you can call into QHI Wellness, our clinic here in East Texas, at 877-484-9735. Tonight, we have the support group at 5:15 Central Standard Time. And this is actually a support group that we originally created for those of you who are on the Beta HCG weight loss program. So you could call in and share your success stories and ask questions and learn more how to do the program efficiently. But we've expanded that to anyone who wants to call in about any health question. So, again, that's 5:15 Central Standard Time. And if you would like that call-in information, again, give us a call here at QHI Wellness at 877-484-9735. Now, we're going to be talking a little bit later about some specific supplements, including the Beta HCG weight loss program, and all of the products that we will mention to you can be found on our website at shopqhi.com. But if you have some health questions, give us a call. Lastly, 866-404-6519.
And Vanessa, we are going to do a giveaway today again. So for anyone that calls in, even if they don't know, if they're not correct on the answer, just for trying, you know, we are going to be giving some giveaway. So,
yeah, the bottle we're going to give away is Slimtastic, which is one of the products in the Beta HCG weight loss program. Doc, tell them a little bit about how Slimtastic can help them.
Well, the Slimtastic is part of the weight loss package with HCG. So it has green tea extract, rather, and the South African Hoodia. So the Hoodia is a cactus.
I'm sorry, that name cracks me up every time. I just can't help it. See, East Texas would be going, it's such a hoot.
Yeah, it does make you think of that. You know, it's the Hoodia plant, Vanessa, is a fascinating plant because in Southern Africa, you know, you have a desert region in the western side of South Africa called the Kalahari Desert.
Yes.
And also in Namibia, which is the country to the west of South Africa. And in Namibia, you've got the Namib Desert. The Kalahari actually reaches right into that that country. And you have a tribe called the Bushman tribe. And the Bushman tribe live in this desert country side, and they live off the land and dig for roots, to get their water. Actually, roots of some of these cactus plants that will hold water, but they also have to traverse long distances across this desert area, this desert plain, and in order to control their appetite when they're on the hunt, when they're they're on the move, migrating. They'll eat pieces of this cactus plant, the Hoodia plant, and suck on parts of it, and that's where we learned about the effects of this particular herb.
Wow.
That not only does it control appetite, it also helps to speed up metabolism. So, so it gives them energy as well as controlling their appetite.
One of the things that I liked about that product is it didn't make me feel like I was bouncing off the walls, which happens with so many of the similar type products out on the market today.
Yeah, that's one of the great benefits, is it does not have any of the stimulant effects. So it activates without stimulating. So it does energize, and the green tea extract as part of it improves metabolism by as much as 30% in itself. So when you combine that with the Hoodia, you get a nice response, and that's in the product called Slimtastic, and then we've got one that normally goes with that. So when we do the protocols, today we're giving that Slimtastic away, but there's another one that often goes with it, and it's called Slimbolic. Slimbolic is a combination of guarana. Guarana is an herb that is a little bit of a caffeine-containing herb. So for those that are sensitive to caffeine, you don't want to do Slimbolic. But for those that that like a little bit of a stimulating compound or combination, that protocol also makes a big difference. It also has chromium and vitamin B6 in it for sugar control and to reduce insulin resistance. And then it has white willow bark, which is where aspirin comes from. So aspirin is an extract of that. Garcinia cambogia, which is a plant that that they extract hydroxycitric acid from, which helps with sugar control.
So is that helping them with their sugar and carb cravings?
Right, exactly.
Right? Yeah.
And the L-carnitine, which activates metabolic pathways and improves the burning of calories, and dandelion, uva ursi, and cayenne extract. And cayenne pepper is another great metabolism booster. So, folks, if you want to lose weight, just eat a lot of hot, spicy foods.
Fire it up.
This is in a hidden form, so you don't have to burn your mouth off when you take it. But a fantastic combination, the Slimbolic Pro combined with the Slimtastic Pro. And then, Vanessa, we do the with that protocol, we do the beta-HCG spray.
Right.
So
right.
It's a sublingual spray, but it's for weight loss and appetite control. So it has 8 different homeopathic energies in it. It is a phenomenal combination to help to not just speed up metabolism, but to get the body to release the pathological fat pockets from from storage.
Yes.
Using
that for your fuel.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, and this is why women that are pregnant have a much easier time seeing the pregnancy through, because that particular hormone, even if a woman is nauseated and vomiting her guts up, that beta-HCG hormone ensures a constant flow of nutrients to the fetus in the womb, and that's also what causes her to be able to tap in, like a lock and key system, into her pathological fat stores. And by the way, with beta-HCG, it comes in a homeopathic form and also a actual pharmaceutical strength form that you can inject or use in a cream form. But the nice thing about the homeopathic is that, number one, it's very simple to take. You take it as a spray under the tongue, 3 to 8 times a day, the other benefit is that it doesn't have any side effects. So it's homeopathic, which always means no side effects.
Right.
So it either helps or it doesn't help, but it doesn't hurt.
So
fulfills the Hippocratic oath of first do no harm. But the other thing about the beta-HCG is it helps to control cravings. It also helps to reset the fat control center in the brain. So it literally helps to change your mindset on how you deal with food. So we're talking about food addictions today.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm laughing, and I'll have to tell you why. I had a friend just a couple of days ago sent me a funny little joke, and saying is, I'm really not overweight. My brain just grew with all the knowledge over the years, and it had to start moving elsewhere in my body. It just couldn't stay up there anymore.
Well, there's a movie called Fathead. So
you've
probably seen that movie one too many times.
Yeah, I think so. I'm sorry, you're just talking about the head. I want to go back to our quiz question real quick because we were talking a little bit about that on the break and wanted to kind of rephrase this for you listeners. If you call in today to answer the quiz question, we're going to send you a free bottle of Slimtastic that Doc just told you about. All you do is pay your shipping on it. And the question is this. What food category contributes the most to obesity? What food category contributes the most to obesity? And we'll get back with you a little bit later in the show with the answer on that. But you call in to 866-404-6519 if you think you know the answer to that.
Yeah, and then you also need to get on the program. So
absolutely.
Of course, so we want to talk to you and share your answer with listeners. So if you have. If you have the right answer, then you'll get a bottle. But just for trying, we might empathize and give you a free bottle of it anyhow.
Well, back to the emotional links here. Let's dig a little bit deeper because you and I both hit some roadblocks while we were on the beta HCG, and it was an emotional link for both of us. Kind of expand for our listeners on how that plays a role.
Well, again, when we talk about obesity and weight issues, we say that you may not have the body that you want, but you have the body that you need. What that means is that in recall healing terms, there's a program running. And if you don't figure out your program, then you cannot figure out how to, number one, lose the weight and keep it off. You can often lose the weight.
Right.
Because willpower alone is enough and it's for most people to lose a few pounds, and sometimes a good amount. It's not unusual to see people out there being able to go for a good 6 weeks, just control the calorie intake, cut back, forego all their addictions and their pleasures in life and feel absolutely frustrated and pissed off at the same time. Excuse my English, but that's just...
You do. You can become angry with it. You can.
If you think about the word diet,
I know.
That's the first three letters of the word.
Yes. Yeah? That
reminds you what most people feel like when they're on a diet.
Yeah.
Now we're going to go to a break here in a moment. But after the break, we're going to talk more about the specific programming for food addiction. So every food addiction has a specific emotional program attached.
Yeah. And
Vanessa, this is all in, at least a lot of this information.
It's in your book. Heal Thyself. We want you to get a copy of Dr. Devet's book, Heal Thyself. It's available on shopqhi.com, or you can call us at 877-484-9735 to order your copy. It's still on sale through the end of this month and free shipping. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is Dr. Peter Devet Live. Find out how the flaws in our healthcare system are leading to epidemics of chronic diseases, including cancer and a myriad of others. Dr. Peter will be right back after these on TogiNet.com.
Boost your life force and enhance your health today with Life Force Naturals. This product is a superb combination of all natural super green foods, berries and herbs that contain the entire spectrum of vitamins and minerals and much, much more. Packed with chlorophyll, enzymes, vitamins, minerals, plant-based antioxidants, fiber, and a powerhouse of therapeutic herbal components, Life Force Naturals may also help you detox by optimizing liver, kidney, and gut function, giving you antioxidant protection, help reduce inflammation, help your immune system, your resistance against cancer, and your protection against heart disease. Life Force Naturals also has antifungal, antibacterial, and antiviral properties. Life Force Naturals, a cut above any commercially available multi-nutrient combination. To order your bottle of Life Force Naturals, call 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735 or shop online at shophealthybody.com. Help your body get rid of disease-causing inflammation today with Flammaway. presented to you by DeVet Wellness. Flamaway is made up of a superb combination of inflammation-fighting herbs, including turmeric, ginger, boswellia, resveratrol, and bromelain. Inflammation is the mechanism by which most pain in the body springs forth, and it's a central component of most disease creation in the human body. Flamaway reduces inflammation and often pain, and contributes to better heart and blood vessel health and immune system function. Also, great for many with arthritis, headaches, and back pain, sore muscles, sports injuries, and any conditions involving inflammation. If you're a victim of inflammation, get your supply of Flamaway today by calling 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735. Or go online at shophealthybody.com.
Welcome back to Dr. Peter DeVent Live on TogiNet.com. He'll answer your health care and medical questions and share with you his knowledge and opinions on topics ranging from holistic health care to spirituality and wellness. Let's get back to the show. It's Dr. Peter DeVent Live on TogiNet.com. Here again is your host, Dr. Peter DeVent.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much again for joining us. If you're just now calling in, we hope you'll call in. If you're just now joining us, we are at toginet.com with Dr. Peter DeVent Live. And you can call in for your health questions at 866-404-6519. If you think you have the answer to the quiz question, which I'll tell you one more time, is what food category is most responsible for obesity? You call in for that, and we're going to send you a free bottle of Slimtastic. All you do is pay for your shipping on it. And we're talking today with Dr. DeVent about emotional links with food addictions and how your emotions make you fat. So I know you've got some questions about that. And Doc and I were just talking about how, you know, those emotional links and roadblocks can cause the obesity, cause you to not get any further along in your weight loss. And I know you and I had briefly hit quite some time back on my food addiction, which is carbs, particular pasta, which So much of that is from wheat. So just to kind of give the public an example of that, share with them how wheat is the addiction. What is the emotional link with that?
Yeah. Well, you know, this is interesting. So everything that happens to us, every habit, every addiction, you know, every propensity, you know, has a program. Even every personality trait, you know, that predisposes us, for example, to addiction habits or, you know, resistance to change, for example. You know, all programmed stuff. Now, and what we need to understand about this programming is it's all biologically essential for survival. So your body literally is programmed in such a way that historically it gathers information, the brain, the mind together gathers information from the environment constantly to increase your chances of short-term survival. Now, your biology, your biological brain is not has no concept of long-term survival. It is interested in the day-to-day immediate survival process. So when we say that somebody has a strong addiction to wheat, for example, you know, so, you know, as pasta or bread.
Pasta and I are friends.
Yeah, me too, you know. But I tell you, it's very interesting because if you think biologically, what does wheat represent? Wheat represents the sun. Mm-hmm. So because it's a full sun crop. So when we say in biological terms that there's an addiction to wheat, we say that there is in some way a deficit of sun. And what is symbolic of the sun here on Earth? I mean, if you think about the sun that shines upon you, from a biological perspective, it is representative of the Father. You know, so the Father shines upon his children, even when the children are not aware, are not there, or, you know, are in, you know, are not in immediate environment of the Father. So whereas mother is more symbolic of earth, you know, so sun and earth, you know, comes together there. But when you think of wheat addiction, you can almost always bet that there's a little bit of a program related to too little of dad, you know, a dad deficit or, you know, a dad trauma or a dad neglect or, you know, some kind of a, you know, a drama that created separation. And, you know, oftentimes those that symbolized dad in your life also contributed to those dramas. So for a woman, for example, the relationships with men, you know, often feed into that. So because every man that you are in relationship with is symbolic of your father, because that's the original man that you were in relationship with from the moment of conception. You know? Actually, even before conception, there's a 9-month period before conception that's also very critical in the programming of issues that lead to pathologies that we have to deal with. You know, so.
And I think when we were talking a little bit further about this at one time, in my scenario, because I had a very strong relationship with my dad, very loving, giving. He was, you know, very devoted to our family, and certainly I say he didn't have faults. But I think in my case was more genealogical because my mother did not share that kind of relationship with her father. He was the staunch, almost like a military-minded kind of man, even though he wasn't in the service. And it was just very rigid, no embracing, no loving, no nurturing along the way. And so for those listeners that we have who do not know how downloads happen, maybe you can share that, because my relationship with my dad was phenomenal. So I know this was really coming through my mother to me in her relationship with her father, or the lack thereof.
Yeah. Well, if you think about, you know, disease, how disease launches, you know, in my book, Heal Thyself, Transform Your Life, Transform Your Health, there's 62 pages on exactly all of this, how all of this works. So if you want to understand how obesity is related to 9 different potential programs that program for obesity, then you'll understand it, because there's a whole section in the book on obesity. You know, so page 203 to 206, for example, goes through those 9 conflicts that program for obesity. And in every single person that is dealing with weight issues, you'll find at least one of those 9 programs. Now, in the same vein, if you have an addiction, you'll find that there's you know, there's a program there. Now, in my book, I'm not able to go through every possible disease and affliction or addiction in detail in my book, because it would have been as thick as the Bible. If I did try to do that. So in order to keep it at reasonable length, you know, I'm doing another book right now that's coming out in January, February.
I'm so excited to see that coming. I really am.
And it's gonna deal with
obesity.
These addictive patterns, obesity in general. Is going to. It's the title is Bringing Sexy Back. And it's the subtitle is Transforming the Body That You Have to the Body That You Want. And it's going to have a whole section, a whole big chapter also on all the emotional angles on the affliction of obesity and habits, addictions to foods and so forth. And Vanessa, by the way, this is why it's so important to understand why just having a stomach bypass or a stomach stapling or one of those procedures you know, just getting on a strict regimen or taking a diet pill or a diet, you know, weight loss regimen. It's just the reason why we have such an incredible failure rate. And the failure rates are astronomical. We're talking 98% of people that lose weight regain that weight within 5 years.
Yes.
And Vanessa, it's not that much better over 2 years. 2 years, it's 95%.
Yes.
Failure rates. Yeah. So a 5% likelihood that you'll maintain the weight loss that you've lost over, you know, 2 years. You know, that's catastrophic. Why even try to lose weight if you're going to have that kind of result?
Right.
Well, you know, if, you could say that, you know, people want to have hope, so at least they can hope to keep, you know, things off. And even short-term weight loss, some will say, is better than just staying fat. But that's not quite true, by the way. The roller coaster, being on the weight
loss roller coaster is harder on your body.
Exactly.
Much harder.
Eventually, you destroy your organs. And Vanessa, I think it's more emotional than physiological. You know, we say, I used to think it was physiological. Okay, if you're losing weight for the 20th time and you've lost, you know, like John Martin, when he comes on, he always says, you know, I've lost 1,000 pounds. And it's like, well, he doesn't weigh 1,000 pounds, but he's lost and gained so many times, and he's convinced that this time it's different because he's doing the root work. He's working at the deeper aspects, the deeper angles. But if you don't understand the programming, then you are doomed to recycle. And the weight gain itself is often a defense mechanism against the emotional insults. And as I said, Vanessa, if you have somebody get stomach bypass surgery or stomach stapling or something like that, they will. If you destroy the anatomy, if you alter the anatomy, they may lose the weight. They may lose a lot of weight. They may absolutely change their lives around. But more so often, time and time again, you'll see that these people will eventually hit bottom. They'll start gaining weight. And somehow or another, they'll figure out a way to bypass their bypass.
Oh, gosh, yeah. It's really scary to me to think about the number of surgical type things that are being presented as the quote-unquote answer. And these things are not getting down to those root cause issues of what is stemming the obesity in the first place. And if you do not resolve these issues, the challenges or the emotional links correlated to whatever health issue you're facing, you will keep cycling back through, or it will remain completely unresolved. You've got to be willing to get into that deeper level of healing. And that's one of the things that you so adequately address in your book, that there's the five levels of healing, and you can do some things superficially. You can go on a diet. You can take supplements. You can do some exercise. But if you do not progress on into the deeper levels of healing and look at your emotional and psyche links to the health issues that you have, be it obesity or something else or your food addictions, you're not going to get the ultimate result that you can achieve. And that was one of the things that, when we first started out with me, is that I wanted to have optimal health. I didn't want to have just better health. I wanted to have optimal health. And it incorporated so many things for me. But the first thing was to really fully address the emotional links.
So Vanessa, when we talk about different food addictions, I just want to again make this point, because I think a lot of people are out there listening to what you just said, and you said, it's not a good idea to alter the physical anatomy of the body if you're not dealing with the root issues. Now, and by the way, Vanessa, it's not just stomach bypass and stomach staplings. So we're talking fat, liposuction. We're talking tummy tucks.
Yep.
We're even talking about, the loose skin removals that create massive scars across the body, cutting through meridians, the energy pathways, that course through the body that are attached to every organ in the system. All kinds of reasons, folks, not to go the surgery route if you haven't dealt with the deeper root issue. And if you do go the surgery route, realize that there's all kinds of impacts that are being that'll take effect with that surgery.
Absolutely.
And by the way, when we come back from this next break, we're going to talk about those addictions, how they can change paths. When you block one, how it will sometimes, to transform
into
to another.
Give us a call here at 866-404-6519 with your health questions. And to answer the quiz question for the day, what food group is most responsible for obesity? 866-404-6519.
This is Dr. Peter DeVette Live. Find out how the flaws in our healthcare system are leading to epidemics of chronic diseases, including cancer and a myriad of others. Dr. Peter will be right back after these on TogiNet.com.
Tired of achy joints inhibiting your ability to get around, exercise, or even enjoy your life? Having healthy joints should be a given for most people, even those older in age. There's nothing that says you should settle for anything less than strong, healthy joints. DeVette Wellness Comprehensive Joint Formula contains powerful nutrients like glucosamine, which is scientifically proven to help joints heal. A powerhouse of additional herbs and nutrients, including MSM, boswellia, ginger root, horsetail extract, and hyaluronic acid that makes this a phenomenal combination in helping support joint health. Help your body rebuild cartilage, reduce joint swelling, stiffness, inflammation, and pain today with the Vet Wellness Comprehensive Joint Formula. Get your supply of Comprehensive Joint Formula today by calling 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735, or go online to shophealthybody.com. Are you frustrated with the health of your digestive tract? Tired of heartburn and reflux symptoms? Sluggish or missing gallbladder? Gas, bloating, or irritable bowel syndromes? If you feel your ability to digest food is not quite up to snuff, then try out DeVet Wellness Digestive Optimizer Formula. Digestive Optimizer Formula is packed full of digestive enzymes, ox bile, and acid precursors to help you digest carbs, fat, and protein. If your stomach feels too acidic for step one, then do step two first. Step two is a product called Glutagenics, which contains aloe, licorice root, and L-glutamine. Take charge of your digestive health today. Call 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735. Or shop online at shophealthybody.com.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I gotta... Welcome back to Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. He'll answer your health care and medical questions and share with you his knowledge and opinions on topics ranging from holistic health care to spirituality and wellness. Let's get back to the show. It's Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. Here again is your host, Dr. Peter DeVette.
Welcome back, everyone. We're winding down to the last few minutes of the show, and we're going to talk to doctors a little bit further about some specific food addictions and what the correlation, the emotional correlation is with that. Don't forget, you can reach us here at QHI Wellness at 877-484-9735. And the supplements that we're going to mention to you here in just a moment are available on our website at shopqhi.com. Some of the main ones that we want to encourage you to try is the Beta HCG Weight Loss Program. We also have a basic weight loss program. If you've only got, you know, 5 or 10 pounds you want to lose, you might not want to go full bore with the beta HCG. So there is a basic weight loss package as well. And we have a weight loss support package for those of you really specifically who travel a lot. You're needing something easy to do on the go. There are powdered supplement drink mixes that you can use to help with that. And also the deeper greens to get your nutrient base level up. And there are some expanded packages. If you're overweight and you deal with hypertension, we have a specific package on there for you. And if you're diabetic, one for that. And if you're dealing with elevated cholesterol, we have one for that as well. We've tried to design these packages to really make the most impact for your body possible. And then also to maintain your level of wellness and strength also during your time on a weight loss program, the wonderful new ASEA that is on the market now through us at shopqhi.com will help with that cell-to-cell communication and maintain your energy levels and keep you going during this time. Doc, we were talking a little bit on the break about some other food addictions. I know that everybody out there is going to be interested about chocolates and sugar.
Okay, so, and, you know, in this context, I'm going to talk about those people that we mentioned earlier that have these stomach bypasses and you know, stomach staplings and so forth, and they lose weight for 2 years and they feel great and everybody's just gaga about the weight loss, and then the weight starts coming back, and often it's because they've learned to bypass the bypass, and they do that by eating, by learning that they can eat high calorie foods that are available in small amounts to literally, to get the calorie count in, to meet the emotional needs. You know, so we're going to talk about those specifically.
Yeah.
But I'm going to also say this, Vanessa, and that is that when we have an addictive pattern that we haven't broken emotionally, and we haven't helped somebody to figure out, they will find another addiction. So I also see with a lot of these patients that they'll go to another drug, you know, or another form of another substance mm-hmm. to meet the addictive needs. Mm-hmm. You know, so alcohol, for example, we see alcoholism develop in these people. You know, they mm-hmm. start drinking. Mm-hmm. You know? And people that had never had drinking problems before will have a drinking problem mm-hmm. when, again, they haven't repaired that emotional root.
And that's where you see a lot of people who try to quit smoking, they start putting on the pounds because they're resorting to the food instead of the cigarettes.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So they may still have, interesting enough, you know, we're going to do a program on smoking, by the way, folks. Mm-hmm. So for those of you that have tobacco issues, you know, for the truckers out there that, you know, used to listen to us on Sirius and still listen to us on Fridays on Sirius XM on Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise, a lot of you, I know, have a problem with tobacco addiction, and some of you, are trying very hard to kick the habit. So we're going to talk about that in the upcoming show, exactly how to do that, what the emotional roots are, and how to break the addiction once and for all and to literally walk away from your cigarettes. Same thing with food. If you learn how to deal with these addictions, addictive patterns, and figure out the emotional roots and resolve them at their source, then you can walk away from your food addictions and food cravings and so forth. So let's talk about sugar and chocolate, Vanessa. If you think about the metaphor, you know, sugar is metaphorical or symbolic of the sweetness of life. So when you're missing the sweetness in life, mm-hmm. if you are, you know, if there's a lot of bitterness that you are dealing with in your life, if there are unforgivenesses, in your life, those are all, you know, indirectly related to the programming for sugar addiction. You know, also, if you have, you know, it's very similar to the programming for diabetes. Sometimes you'll actually have the full-blown diabetes, but sometimes you'll just have a craving for sugar to get that sugar spike in your bloodstream when you are getting ready for the fight. So if you're having to build resistance against something and suffering from what I call repugnance, in other words, something really stinks in my world, that is often associated with the sugar that has to enter the bloodstream to get you ready for the fight. So when we talk about diabetics, that's part of the programming. Now, we're not doing specifically a program on diabetes today, but folks, you know, again, you cannot clear these disease problems or resolve these disease-related issues if you don't learn more about what is programmed. Vanessa, you've talked about, you know, some of your patterns and, you know, others. You know, why is it that things keep coming back? Why is it that sometimes even when we've, you know, like in your case, you've lost 135 pounds, but every now and then you'll put on a few, mm-hmm. you know, and then you lose it again. But mm-hmm. it's because, you know, life is a journey. You know, healing is a journey, not a destination.
Right.
So, you know, life will remind us, you know, as we live our lives, issues will come back, you know, timelines will crisscross again. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you know, like you did this last mm-hmm. week, you know, mm-hmm. Faced with the memory of mm-hmm. your dad's birthday, you know, mm-hmm. and that relationship having been a very, very strong one for you, but mm-hmm. also, you know, paradoxically also missing that emptiness that you still have sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, programs for aspects related to that, you know, maybe your cravings, maybe, you know, mm-hmm. your weight, your stomach, mm-hmm. You know, and, you know, aspects of that that reflects in your life in other ways, maybe the migraine mm-hmm. that you had the other day, you know. So mm-hmm. so it's a beautiful thing. Now, let's talk quickly about a couple of other habits. Dairy is an interesting one.
Yeah, for example, what would be the difference between being addicted to cheese versus milk? Because, I mean, they're both dairy.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I'm addicted to cheese, and I can't stand milk. So that you know, that would be a good mm-hmm. example. So I love my cheese, but Vanessa, you know, it wouldn't be surprising for you and our listeners to learn that dairy addiction has something to do with mama.
Yeah.
You know? So those mamas, you know, the udders, you know, are symbolic of mother.
Right.
So when you have an abandonment conflict with mother mm-hmm. early in your life, you know, if you were abandoned emotionally or physically mm-hmm. by your mother, more likely to have an addiction to milk. You know, mm-hmm. that's the kind of person that grows up, you know, drinking a gallon of milk a day mm-hmm. and still, you know, thirsting for more.
Or would that be somebody who maybe didn't have that and they're craving that?
Well, exactly. If they, yeah. you know, if there's an abandonment issue yeah. from by mom, yeah. by mother, then that's how it translates. Now, if yeah. there's a, if you know, if there's a processing issue, you know, you weren't abandoned, but you maybe felt neglected in some way, or you had a, what we call a separation conflict with mom. You know, not abandonment, but separation.
Maybe you felt like unapproachable to mom, couldn't connect.
Yeah. Yeah. So okay. she was there, but you know, you couldn't connect with her emotionally, or she yeah. was there, but she had to work. Yeah. You know, and so therefore she separated, but it wasn't abandonment. She didn't choose to be away. She had to be away right. because of circumstances. That all programs for processed dairy addiction, you know, and habit forming. So, you know, like in my case, my cheese addiction, you know, so, mm-hmm. so when I'm dealing with that mm-hmm. stuff and working through it, you know, of course, and it's reflected in other relationships. So as a man, you know, if you had a little bit of brokenness in that relationship of some kind, then it comes in to, and washes into your relationship with women. So, mm-hmm. so that's folks is all, you know, part of the programming. So, you know, and you know, we can go into 100 other foods that, you know, and food addictions, and yeah. every one of them has a story, and every one of them makes sense when you understand them, and when you go into the recall healing aspects of yes. your condition.
Well, that's one of the things I love so much about your book, Doug, is you really go in depth, not just from the nutritional side of things, but in really helping people understand what these emotional links are, and we mentioned earlier in the show, in his book, Heal Thyself, there is a section devoted on the emotional links related to obesity. You want a copy of his book. It is a complete wellness guidebook. I assure you that you're going to find information there that you have not heard elsewhere. And it brings the whole picture together about addressing your health. There's a 12-week action plan located in the back of the book that will literally take you step by step through implementing the information that's been provided in the book so that you can begin to take charge of your health and make these massive shifts and get back onto that road to wellness. That book is still on sale through this month at shopqhi.com and also by calling into QHI Wellness here into the clinic where Dr. DeVette practices medicine. This is 877-484-9735, 877-484-9735, and we also have it in audio form for those of you who travel. Doc, earlier in the show, you gave the quiz question. We didn't have a caller with the answer for that, so let's real quickly go to that. What is the food category that is most responsible for obesity?
That would be processed grains, processed wheat especially. So processed wheat foods. So, Vanessa, just very quickly, before I forget, when we talk about food addictions and the emotions behind obesity,
right.
we have a DVD set. The
specifically obesity on the obesity, yes.
DVD set. Mm-hmm. So if you can just mention that in
yeah,
detail.
Yeah, we still have that on sale for you. Yes, absolutely on sale, that obesity DVD set where you have a better understanding of what is taking place with the emotional links that trigger, cause, and keep you in that obese state. So call us at 877-484-9735 if you would like to order your copy and get this addressed for yourself where you can start maintaining wonderful health. And shopqhi.com for the supplements we've recommended, and the podcast will be updated within a couple of hours so that you have all of this information. Give us a call. Join us tomorrow on the show from 1 to 2 on TogiNet.
And remember to just remind everybody about the support group tonight.
Yes, call us at 877-484-9735. The support group is tonight, 5:15 Central Standard Time. We want you to join us with your health questions. We'll see you tomorrow.
Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you for being a part of Dr. Peter DeVette Live. We'll be here every weekday at 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m.